Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 30th day of January, year 2022. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is Hooray for the Drivers, also known as Truckers. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cymru Ambeth. Of course, callers will be welcome. We do ask, of course, that you are mindful of language and also be courteous to anybody else on the call. We are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody is muted upon entering the conference until such time as you indicate you wish to speak, and then I will answer those in the order that they come in. We do remind you that at the website, PastorDan.net, and again, Pastor Dan's all together with no spaces, PastorDan.net. We have a Daily Mail page where we put latest information up, and we also have changes on the home page to let you know how you can help us out financially, if you feel led to do so, of course. A word, though, we are no longer using PayPal. Some folks used to help us out once in a while with PayPal. PayPal has been gouging and stealing chunks of money, and I've tried to get them to stop doing that and had little success up to date, so I'm going to stop supporting our enemy with the PayPal system anyway. So in the future, either do it the old-fashioned way, which some folks do, so thank you, or do it the electronic way on the front page there on the home page, but we are no longer going to use PayPal. Also, there is a Contact Us page on the website if you wish to send me an email and you don't already have my email address. You can contact us there. Okay, to our different listeners in other lands, mes parents français, bienvenue à l'appel, amis parientes espagnoles, bienvenidos a la llamada. And of course, our German folks, zu meinen deutschen Verwandten, willkommen beim Anruf. And of course, am I pronouncing it like a person living in those lands? Probably not, but it's my attempt, so take it or leave it. There's an old adage Pete Peters used to say, everything is going wrong, just right. So in honor of Pete and all the other pastors that I studied under for many years now, everything is going wrong, just right. I do want to make a small announcement, though. I'd said in previous two programs that we would do a communion service today. But I have been very troubled in the spirit over that decision. So last night in prayer, I concluded that what I decided years ago, I'm going to stick with. And that was that the communion is to commemorate Passover. And so if folks out there would like, they can contact me. We can do some private services. But as far as on the channel here, I would rather do it the way my study years ago led me to believe that we were to commemorate that on the Passover. So, again, if that is upsetting to folks, I apologize. I just could not continue with it today because the Spirit wouldn't let me, to be quite honest. Now, again, if I'm wrong, he's going to chastise me for that, but I looked into that a very long time ago, especially when we were looking into the ritualism in many of the Catholic, Lutheran, and mainstream denominations, And so a bunch of us did studies into that, and that was our conclusion. And it makes sense to me. So again, I don't want to step on toes. I don't want to disappoint. I just could not bring myself to do it today on this platform. We'll do it on this platform at the time of Passover, which is coming up in a couple months. And again, I apologize if that inconveniences anybody, etc. Okay, we're pretty much led by the Spirit every time this show comes on. Again, we don't do anything in advance. There's no script to go by, or it's pretty much off the cuff every single time we come on the air. Because quite frankly, I don't know what the Spirit's going to lead me to talk about that far in advance. Things are changing in this world rapidly. And that's one of the reasons I picked the topic of saying hooray to the Canadian and American truckers, but not just the over-the-road haulers and drivers in Canada and in the United States. Apparently, it's happening in many other countries. I saw an ad that come across my desk that Italy and other countries have also joined now. So this is a worldwide effort. Now, again, secular is not what we talk about too often on the program here, because we don't really care what the secular world is doing, the non-faithful world. However, there's something different about this. I've told you folks many times about when my family and I went to Washington, D.C. in the fall of 2009, and we were part of the 2 million people in Washington, D.C. on that day who basically protest the election of Barack Hussein, the traitor, communist, Muslim, half-breed Jew that occupied the White House. We were protesting his being there, but at the same time, we were protesting the excessive amount of taxation, which, of course, is even worse today than it was in 2009. So that's why it was called the Tea Party Rally, TEA, Taxed Enough Already. And again, it was like an epiphany, but it was also a spiritual experience being there that day. And I remember looking at my brother saying, this is history in the making, brother. We're going to look back at this and know this is a turning point in our country. It was shortly after that when I was contacted by the former military intelligence guy about a military coup, which that letter and phone call came about in 2010. And here we are today within 2022. The drivers across the country, especially in Canada, initiated this Freedom Convoy, which is supposed to bring hundreds of thousands of people into Ottawa, which is the provincial capital, and protesting Trudeau and the government as a whole. But the truckers have already said that this is going to go beyond just getting rid of the mandates, and they want to get rid of Trudeau. They want him to step down. Actually, what he needs to be is arrested and tried, as many other government and medical professionals, etc., news media people, they need to be arrested and put on trial in front of citizens' grand juries. And then brought in on a regular trial or a tribunal, depending. If you don't have the time and the space to put together a standard Christian trial, then that's when the military tribunals have to come in. And we're talking good military, not the ones doing the work of the communists. The good military, which could end up being our posses of made up of militia operating under a righteous sheriff. So things are heating up, and again, I want to remind everybody that what we're seeing going on fits in perfectly with Scripture and the prophecies. Okay? Did he not say that he's in control of what goes on in heaven and earth. Last time I checked, it's pretty much his say. Now, do we have adversaries that have also been released? Yes, we do. We have the Antichrist that the Apostle John spoke of, and they were already present. Notice he used the plural there, Antichrists. Plural, not a singular Antichrist. Plural, meaning more than one. Many Antichrists were there already 2,000 years ago when the Apostle John wrote those words. So we have had adversaries, whether it's a significant singular individual or the group, such as these imposter Revelation 2, verse 9 Jews, who pretend to be the people of the Bible when we know that they are of their father, the devil. As Christ denounced them being 2,000 years ago, nothing's changed. And so we're watching all of this unfold. We've got this COVID, which is a complete scam. Those with eyes to see and ears to hear know that. We've known it from day one. The same as in 2001, we knew that 9/11 they lied about. Okay? Nothing new under the sun. And so they've lied to us yet again. The media, owned by these same small hat wearing Jews, has been lying to us and covering up for their misdeeds for decades and decades. So finally, we have an apocalypse. An apocalypse is a revealing. Okay? So the book of Revelation is apocalypse. Okay? So the apocalypse, Revelation is the revealing. Okay? The revealing of what? How about the revealing of our Heavenly Father and His plan? Remember, everything that's going on is to do a singular thing, which is to drive His children back into the family. Okay? We've left the family and became pagans, going after money and easy credit and toys and entertainment, drugs, booze, women, song, dance. We became pagans, hedonistic pagans. And so he said, I'm going to send curses upon you. Read about it in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, blessings and curses. So the enemies, like Fauci and his ilk, they are driven to do what they do, much as Pharaoh was led to do a long time ago in Egypt for our ancestors. They were led to put a punishment upon the people. Now, those of you listening and folks that have known me for a long time know that I have not put a diaper on my face, not one singular time, under any circumstance to date. And of course, I'm not going to put any poison in my body. And I decided 2 years ago to stop frequently spending my money in establishments that enforce this garbage. Now, I know many other people are in the same boat. So to me, it's the father looks out for his children. Now, not everybody's under the same circumstance. I've been blessed that as a retiree, I don't have to go into the power plant like I used to. That would have probably been very difficult. I probably would have had to file a lawsuit or some other measure because the power industry is just like every other major corporation. They're in bed with the government, the media, and the rest of the kikes that run everything. So you're like David against the Goliath. But that doesn't mean you can't win. Just like when I went into Walmart and BJ's 2 years ago when this all started, and I ended up doing my shopping and they left me alone. But I was only one of thousands of people going into those stores that raised any kind of ruckus whatsoever. So once again, you don't have any rights unless you're willing to fight for them. And our Heavenly Father is basically doing the same thing right now with all of the stuff that's going on. These people have no authority to do what they're doing. None. There is no legal precedence for what they're doing. None. There's no law. A mandate is not a law. A suggestion is not a law. A recommendation is not a law. You've had the ability to protest this under the exclusionary clauses of the mandates themselves. From day one, you've had that ability to challenge these people. And you could use the Americans with Disability Act, the ADA. You could also use the HIPAA laws that are on your side. You had those from day one. But how many people used it? I was shocked at how few of my friends and relatives even attempted to use the tools that the Father gave us to fight. We just acquiesced. We bent over. We complied. And so that's why this weekend is very significant in the fact that the good old boys, the truckers, and I've got uncles and cousins who are truck drivers, the drivers have done more to awaken and challenge than the world of the believers, the churchgoers, have done in 2 years. We've said that on this program many times. You're not going to find much faith and works in the modern-day whitewashed sepulcher churches. They're full of dead men's bones, meaning spiritually dead people, including the preachers and pastors. They're spiritually dead people. So you're not going to find any true evangelism or work of the Father in those buildings, and they have pretty much acquiesced. There's a few exceptions, of course, but they've pretty much acquiesced the whole time this garbage has been going on. So who comes to the forefront and actually unites the people? Over-the-road haulers, known as truck drivers. That group and their support group is much like the crowd that was in Washington, D.C. in 2009. Hardcore, middle-class, blue-collar, men and women of faith, of honor, of integrity, who got out on their own time and their own dime in 2009 by the millions. And by the way, there were 2 million of us in Washington, D.C., but there was another 7 million people altogether in the major cities of America on that same afternoon in 2009. Okay, so a total of 9 million Americans were in the street. It was awesome. And so this convoy that's going on all over the world is very similar, only much bigger. And the good news about it is people are beginning to realize that governments, man-made governments, are the enemy of our people. Every one of them. Man-made government is the enemy of the people. Man-made religion, centralized religions, are enemies of the people. And of course, centralized banking in the hands of private bankers, almost all of whom are Zionist communist Jews, are enemies of the people as well. That's the good news. This is waking up many, many people all over the earth at this time to these truths. So this rising up is very, very significant. And we talked about the fact that many people thought 2022 was going to be a pivotal year. So here we are, and it's not January is not over yet. And already we have this worldwide event happening that's involving multiple millions of people and tens of thousands of trucks and automobiles, and now the farmers and their tractors are taking part. This is a revival. Now, a lot of people say, no, it's not a revival, but yes, it is a revival. Remember, you don't need a a circus tent set up in some church's backyard to hold a revival. A revival is simply the people realizing we've become immoral, we've become pagans, and we have to denounce that and come back to being the righteous people of our Heavenly Father, who is our lawgiver. Again, Isaiah chapter 33, verse 22. We already have a king, a judge, and a lawgiver. It's all three branches of government in one, in our Father Yahweh. So what we need is a theocracy. Okay, we don't need a democracy. We do not need even a republic. Because look what happened to our republic. It was subverted by these serpents who crawled in and bought their way into our society and have ruined almost every white Western nation with treason. Because we gave our allegiance and our financial support to the enemy rather than fighting the enemy. And now for the first time, there is a large body of people rising up and saying, no more. You're harming our children. No more. You're harming our people and our military and our police officers. No more. You're destroying the middle class, which is a common Zionist communist goal, to destroy the middle class. They want only slaves and Communist Party members. That's it. You're either part of the Communist Party rulership, which is that less than 1% at the top who are predominantly Jews and the goyim that do the work of the Jews, and everybody else is a slave on the plantation. So typical of Jewish revolution, though, they are hypocrites. They always say that they are a representative of the uprising of the masses, which is a lie, because communism's goal is always to establish the Jews at the top and everybody else a slave underneath. Communism is a Jewish invention, and the Jewish bankers and controllers of our government in America got our people to finance communism worldwide. Communism would not exist if it wasn't for white people paying for it. Ella has sent me a text here. Let's see. Yahweh made Cain and his descendants to always be wanderers. The United Nations went against Yahweh and gave them the Palestinians' land. Jews are usurpers. Oh, absolutely. Schofield followers love the Antichrist Jews. Oh, of course, yeah. Right, and the middle class is predominantly white. Amen. Everything is to take down the white race, the white, particularly the white males. Okay, why? Because we are the sons and daughters of Jacob. We are the people of Obadiah 18. We're the people of Malachi chapter 4. We're the people of Ezekiel 25 verse 14. They know that. They know that. So, Father, with all these things happening, think about this. Father is bringing about what the prophets told us. He said that I came to bring us, I brought a sword to divide. This pandemic, this fake, phony, completely bullshit pandemic, is doing what? It's dividing everybody. Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing, because I don't want to go into the kingdom with usurpers and liars and cowards and thieves and murderers and rapists and pedophiles and homosexuals and trannies. Do you? I sure as hell don't. So Father's making it very clear who the perverts are, who the antichrists are, who the thieves are, who the atheists are. Okay, he's identifying them. Didn't he say, I will identify them for the day of the burning of the tares? Isn't that what's happening? It's kind of funny. I was on several platforms yesterday checking up on the progress of the convoy, and how many people talked about this is spreading like fire. They used that term. This is spreading like fire. Where have we read that before? Let's see. Jacob and Joseph will be a flame and a... Oh, that's right. It's in the book of Obadiah. Will become a flame and a fire and will consume the enemy until there's neither root nor branch. Now, is this the time of the Ezekiel 37 army and the final elimination of God's enemy and our enemies? Well, time will tell, won't it? However, is it possible? Yeah, it is. It sure has all the markings of it. If it isn't the actual event, it's certainly a good dress rehearsal for that event, because this is exactly how Father said through the prophets that it would happen. It would be spontaneous. There is no human element doing it. It is spontaneous. Starting out with the pissed off truck drivers because of these idiotic mandates and a piece of shit like Trudeau in Canada, who is a queer pervert who has sworn loyalty to the Queen, another alien pervert. Okay, all these people are part of the periods of Satan. All of them are. We don't have any righteous rulers in any of our lands today. Okay? Almost every single one of them is peerage and part of the satanic bloodline families. What's his name? Miles Mathis does a lot of research into the genealogies. If you go to his website, which is Miles W, as in wagon, mileswmathis.com, he's got tons of work where he's done the genealogy checks on these people, and you find out that almost everything in Hollywood, everything in Washington, everything in the medical mafia, everything in the media, and the Jewish central bankers, they're all tied together. The people in politics at the upper levels, all part of these bloodline families. And if the person isn't directly, he's married to one of them. So they have their in, so to speak, okay? Just like with Trump, he's got a son-in-law who's a Mossad agent. Come on. Come on. Trump's a white knight, going to save us, and all that other hokey bullshit. Okay, what's the book say about walking two unequally yoked can't walk in agreement? Something to that degree? Isn't that what it says? How does light coexist with darkness? They don't. A lot of people say, well, this is camouflage, and, you know, you got to do this. No, you don't. Nowhere in Scripture does it say for me to do that. If it's in there, somebody show it to me. But to me, everything I read says that we, as his sons and daughters, we take a stand and we resist evil with everything that we've got. Heart, body, mind, and soul. Resist evil. Challenge evil. Go against evil. You don't placate it. You don't play, I'll do it behind the scenes where nobody can see it, because that's what the enemy does. I've been against that from day one. Ella says, days of Elijah. Yeah, that's where I wish I could play music like on the other channel I was on, and play some of these beautiful songs that are out there right now. If anybody needs that, let me know. I can send it to you. I have a MP3 file of Days of Elijah, because we are in Malachi chapter 4, Days of Elijah. Yes, you are. I hope you understand that by now. So this worldwide awakening is happening, and I think we should pray for all the people that are involved in it, because when we become doers and not hearers only, that's when things happen. When we put our faith to the test, instead of always sitting back on our haunches and saying, well, I'm going to say a prayer tonight and let Jesus solve the problem. Really? Why should he do that for us? Somebody explain that to me. Why should our Father solve our problem when the kids, you and I, were given the tools to fix the problems ourselves? As long as we have the courage, as long as we have the vision, as long as we have the faith. But see, up until now, we haven't. We've been backing up, backing up, backing up. So this convoy represents an awakening amongst many people. In fact, the fact that the media is calling it a racist thing tells me that the white people, and by the way, most of the organizers, at least the ones I've looked into, appear to be white, many of them male. So the lions are starting to roar and starting to come together. They're also figuring out that this is much more than just a fake medical emergency. This is a communist insurgency worldwide. It's not just in Canada and the United States. These bastards want to rule the world. And so this is our opportunity to identify the people of Obadiah, verse 18, which is the Edom Esau people, the Jews, who are behind all of the nefarious things that are going on in this world. They're behind it all. Just follow the money. The money trail will always take you from the bad actor back to a Jewish bank somewhere. Take you back to a Jew like Soros, Rothschild, Rockefeller, you name it, Bezos, Jeff Bezos, another freaking kike, Susan Wojcicki with Facebook, she's with YouTube, and Zuckerberg, the other Jew, is with Facebook. They're all run by these people. All of the ones that are doing the censorship and the trying to shut down free expression, the truth about what these criminal communist Jews are up to. So that's all being exposed. And people are beginning to see the anti-white, anti-Christian leanings of all of these bad actors. And the fact that everything that they're doing is to eliminate you and me. Not because of our faith, but because of our race. Because even a white person that claims to be an atheist can repent and become a believer. So they're not really concerned about what you profess as your faith, as much as they're scared to death of the DNA, the blood of Adam that runs through you, and that you might repent and become the lions that will come and perform Obadiah 18 on their sorry asses. That's what they're worried about. By the way, I've been led to a website that you might want to check out. It's called Guns, G-U-N-S, GunsAmerica.com. You might want to check it out. One of my other friends was going to call in and talk about something he's found out here recently. Remember, we said Buckminster Fuller said, you know, you don't fight a system to win. You don't fight it. You create another parallel model that makes the old model obsolete. Well, the model that exists today is this Jewish created Babylonian system. So the way around it is to create a parallel economy, parallel everything that goes around the Jewish controlled Babylonian system. So towards that end is a website called PatriotSwitch.com. I just started looking into it. You might want to check it out yourself. But it is the premise of this is exactly what we need. I know David Nino Rodriguez out there in out west is pushing different groups of people to do the same thing, and I'm sure there's others as well that I haven't heard about. But they're starting to form parallel, similar to eBay, let's say, where you can go and support patriots and their families that have products that you want or need, rather than going through the big box stores, Amazon, and all the rest of these Jew-run organizations. Okay? So PatriotSwitch.com, check it out. And if you get wind of any groups that are trying to do something similar, give us an alternative to PayPal. Give us an alternative to eBay, Amazon, all the rest of them, because they're all run by kikes. You know that, right? That's why they're always taking a portion of every transaction that goes. They're like the coin clippers back in the Middle Ages. You know why your coins have those ridges around them? Do you ever notice that on a quarter or a silver dollar? They had ridges. That's because the governments, when they had Christian white men running them, knew what the Jews were doing. See, the Jews would get paid in silver. Then at night, they would sit there with a knife and they would clip off pieces of silver off of your coins. And they did that enough that they'd have a pile of silver or gold at the end of a week, and then they would cash that in. That was easy money for them. So they were debasing the currency back then by clipping the coins. So the government started putting ridges on the coins so you could tell if somebody had clipped part of the gold or silver off. You see, these money changers, these thieves called Jews, have been operating a very long time. And they do the same thing. So effectively, now that everything's electronic, PayPal, eBay, all the rest of them, they're clipping just like they clipped the coins back then. Their goal isn't just to take enough money to operate the system like our government is supposed to do for us. You operate it at cost. It doesn't make money. You're not supposed to make money on the economy. Government's job, according to the Constitution and biblical law, is to provide silver coin to the people so that they can have commerce between themselves, not become an enterprise, as the Federal Reserve banking system has done, to where they're making billions in profit when it's supposed to be for us to do commerce with each other without profit. So if you ran something similar to eBay or PayPal or whatever, you could probably take maybe a quarter of a percent and have enough to run the actual operation. You don't need 3, 6, 10% like the Jews do. Just like with credit cards. When they came out, remember the percentage of annual percentage rate on a credit card was very small. We look at it today. Some of these credit cards are running close to 25, 30% annual percentage rate. When I was a boy, 10% interest was called loan sharking. And you could go to jail for it. Think about that. Just in my lifetime, it went from, if you charge 10% on any kind of loan or credit card, you were charged with loan sharking. Shyster, Jew, loan sharking. And you were put in jail for it. Now, quote, it's legal to rip you off 25, 30% on some of these credit cards, some of these loans. You see, you forgot our father's teaching that money, liquidity, is for us to do commerce with each other, to make bartering, basically, is what it is, to make bartering easier. That's all. That's the function of it. Not to allow some private institution to clip the coins or take a dip into the profits and our work together and make handsome billions of dollars into their private pockets. That's why the founding fathers set it up that your elected representative is the only one that has any say in how the currency is produced and how it's used and set the value thereof. It wasn't supposed to ever be in the hands of private bankers, particularly Jews, who are well known worldwide to be swindlers and scoundrels. They've been that way for centuries. thousands of years. Who in his right mind thinks it's any different today? I mean, come on. So anyway, check out GunsAmerica.com and PatriotSwitch.com. And if it has any value, let us know, and we're going to certainly look into it, maybe even have somebody who represents it come on the show and talk about it, because we need to form a parallel, just like there's a parallel medical system starting to be formed to go outside of the Jewish-controlled murder and death system we have today. So we have commerce, manufacturing commerce starting to form parallel. We have medical starting to form parallel. And because of the internet and things like that, we have parallel to these whitewashed sepulcher churches, which is kind of what we're doing here. This program is a teaching ministry. It is a current events ministry. It's also a ministerial system for edification and fellowship. It's a little combination of all of it. That's why every single time we come on the air, it's completely, can't think of the word, spontaneous. Okay? It's not by a script, because we're led by the Spirit. Whatever the needs of the people are, that's how we direct the program. It's a platform for you as a caller to come in and share anything you want, any concerns, any revelations, premonitions, whatever, and for me to convey what I've been hearing from many, many different people. Pretty much every day is the same for me. It's a work day, and it's to gather information, intelligence, truths for the people as best I can. And I stand on the shoulders of literally hundreds of fellow Israelites who are doing similar things, contacting numerous friends, relatives, coworkers. Like in my family, I've got nurses and executive secretaries, two executive secretaries in the medical field. So, you know, I've got a very good inside track, as well as many of my contacts who also have inside tracks into what's really going on. That's how come we knew right from the beginning that this was a hoax. Right from the beginning. So as in my case, I've never done any preventative things to stop from catching the cold. Stop calling it coronavirus or any other thing that these assholes have come up with. Start calling it what it's always been called, influenza or the cold. Okay? That's it. That's all it is. And like every year, I don't take any added precautions because, as Dr. Bacomp said in his book, it's the terrain that matters. It's not the germs. Okay? Now think about that commonsensically. The world is full of germs. You're never, ever going to get rid of the germs, ever. They're everywhere, on everything, every single day, 24 hours a day, germs all around you. Now, do you think it's the germs that are making you sick, or did the terrain, meaning your body, becoming over-toxic or not having enough vitamins and minerals or not getting enough sleep or being overstressed? The terrain is the problem, not the germs. A healthy body can deal with the germs. But when the body becomes out of ease or diseased, now the germs can do their thing and the body has to fight back because it's having a tough time. Its immune system is not able to keep up. But our Heavenly Father gave us a beautiful way out of any disease situation by the simple application of the dietary laws and the common sense laws of being physically fit, mentally fit, spiritually fit. Okay? It's why it's called holistic. H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C. Holistic. because it's the whole person that we deal with. Because it's all tied together, folks. Your health is dependent on the whole thing working, not just a portion of it. Oh, yeah. Ella, the nurse, says here, Lysol for constant use is a total waste of money. Well, of course, you can't get rid of all the germs. You can't. I've never bought any antibacterial anything, ever. Because what you find out is it goes into the water stream, and now it's killing some of the bacteria that you need to process the water in the system. Okay? So antibiotics in the water system is a bad thing. Just like the estrogen that's in our water table that's totally screwing up the hormones on boys and girls today because of how many birth control pills have been taken by the women, and that estrogen, that excessive amount of estrogen, is in the water table because of the fact that women go to the bathroom. Every time they pee, they're pumping estrogen through their birth control pills into the water table. And guess what happens? Somebody tell me, is there a filter for estrogen that works? Last time I checked, there is no filter for estrogen. In other words, even if you're filtering your water, now if you make distilled water, that might not be the case, but if you're just filtering it, you're getting all that estrogen. If you're drinking municipal water, you're for sure getting it. So all that estrogen is going in there, and it's totally screwing up people's hormones. It's also why today a lot of men act like women, and a lot of women are trying to act like men. Everything's upside down, and estrogen is a big part of the problem. We're not supposed to have it in there, and it probably is another reason why, Ella says that the guys with man boobs is because of the estrogen. It's also because most of them are out of shape. So a combination of estrogen and the fact we don't get near enough exercise anymore, guys are developing man boobs. In fact, one of my neighbors says that some of the men that walk down the street have bigger boobs than most of the girls. That's not a very nice thing. So the enemy has tried to take us down spiritually, physically, mentally, via stress and everything else, and they are trying to divide and conquer us. That was another ploy of the pandemic, was to turn all of the vaxxed people with brains that don't function anymore, listening to television and believing it to be true, turn all those zombies against the rest of us that know what the hell's going on. So a lot of these movies and television programs have been predictive programming, haven't they? So divide and conquer us on many different fronts. So what should we as Yahweh's people be doing? Just the opposite, coming back together in fellowship and in sharing information, working together. And again, this weekend, the beginning of 2022 is starting to shape up as a worldwide revival. Now, again, it doesn't mean that the battle is over. It doesn't mean that the majority of the people in the world are going to be saved. That's not what it means. It means that the remnant of people that are made to come through this fire and into the kingdom has started. Okay? He's building his kingdom, and it starts with his righteous Ezekiel 37 army starting to form. Men and women who were dead and dry bones, meaning spiritually dead, unaware, not awake, not taking part in anything, just sitting on their asses, have put on flesh and bone and become spiritual beings in the image of the Almighty once again. And when you take on the appearance and the inner workings of the Almighty, you become a spiritual warrior. You become a lion, no longer a sheep, Lions don't care what sheep think. That's another meme that's going around. Picture of a big old burly lion. And it says, lions don't care what sheep think. And another one says, it's time to wake up the lions and forget about the sheep. The sheep will always be sheep. It's the lions amongst especially the white race, because we are the leaders. We are the administrators. It was set up that way from the day Adam was put here. And no, not all races come from Adam. Ella says, miscegenation, which is race mixing, is getting out of hand, creating a broken cistern where the Holy Spirit cannot dwell. Well, and again, I believe in repentance, and that if people repent of their wrongdoing, the Father can work with them, just like with these jabs. I'm not one of the people that says they're condemned forever. I don't believe that. If they repent, stop doing it, there are protocols, I believe, that could help them. There's also a chance that the Father himself, through miracle, could help them. When you repent and come back to the Father, there's a change. It's not just a spiritual change. It will carry over into the physical as well. So when you finally admit that you are as a filthy rag, as the scripture says, and that you can't do this on your own, you can't be an island unto yourself, you can't fight this beast all by yourself. When you finally realize that, you come back to the fold, so to speak. You come back into the herd of sheep under Yahweh himself. There is a change. It's not just a spiritual change. It's a physical change. And with true repentance, the Father will open doors of information and opportunity for you. But it has to be true repentance. It can't be just lip service. Lip service won't get you anywhere. It's part of the lukewarm thing. We talked about the fact that the Father detests cowards, but he also detests the lukewarm. Now, the people like Willie Martin and many other researchers have done studies on the unforgivable sin, which many people believe it's race mixing, because how do you undo it? Once you've mixed the DNA of the mother and father into the child of different races, how do you undo it? And to be quite frank, I don't have the answer to that. Can you physically undo it? No, obviously you can't. I mean, to my knowledge, there's no way to undo the miscegenated DNA of the child. That's why the Father in the scriptures call it an abomination. You've created something that shouldn't be. Just like the GMO foods and the hybrid seeds that they produce, those should not be. Those should not be. Now, how Father chooses to handle it is up to him. But for instance, if modern medicine, which is controlled by the Antichrists, if modern medicine didn't step in, most miscegenation pregnancies abort. You can talk to ranchers and farmers about their livestock and how often that is true. If man doesn't intervene, the offspring often die. Even in the medical field, you can talk to people if they're going to be honest. The United States military used to hand out a piece of paper to the troops back in the early 1900s, that's 100 years ago, telling them that if they decide to dabble in the race mixing arena, that the odds of them having a misformed a child with birth defects or even stillborn is very high. Okay, so this is not rocket science or something that wasn't known at least up until 100 years ago. There's a book called War and the Breed that was written 100 years ago, and it's part of the War College collection, where the man talks about the effects of war on breeds of people, and particularly the white race. The enemy, the Jew, who is the enemy of all mankind, says in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion that war would be one of the tools they would use to diminish the race that they're concerned about the most, which is the white race. They only use the non-white races to bring down the white race. The Jew tolerates the blacks and the browns and the yellows only because they can be used to bring us down. When the rest of the world wakes up to this strategy and realizes that all of the problems, all of the tension in the world today is a creation of these Jew bankers, every bit of it, every bit of it. When the world wakes up to this knowledge and realizes if we work together, the Jew doesn't stand a chance, even with their Babylonian money system that's built on complete fraud. Even with all of that, once we learn who the enemy is and decide to pull back our support and pull back any allegiance to these bastards and actually start to denounce them and work against them, guess what? The world changes. Just like the truckers are proving right now. Okay? They can make all the rules they want. They can push us all they want. But when the people say, I've had enough, guess what? People like Trudeau is in hiding in Canada right now. He's in hiding, and he should be. He should be. He's murdered people, okay? He's a murderer. He's not only a traitor, but he's a murderer. He should be afraid, just as the politicians in the United States and the political figures in the European countries, they should all be afraid. Because if this is the time of Malachi 4 or Obadiah 18, some people are going to hang. And people say, well, we should put them in front of firing squads. I don't like them because it's a waste of ammunition. I don't believe we should waste ammunition on traitors and murderers. There's ways to dispatch them that don't take up ammo. Okay? So, the judgment coming is what these sons of bitches are worried about. And as we identify the enemy and we begin to come back into the fold of our Father, then we become righteous warriors. And they don't have any power over righteous warriors. Okay? They know that. They're praying to their God, Lucifer, Satan, whatever term you want to give for this being that they worship, whether he exists or not, they still worship him. Okay, Christ himself said that. You're of your father, ha diablos, the devil, the adversary. So they are adversaries, but there is a the adversary. We don't need to know what form it takes or how it came into being or any of that. We don't need to know that. We have many adversaries today. Anybody who is an antichrist, meaning against Yahweh and his law, is our enemies, because only Yahweh's law brings peace upon this earth. And so for all the people out there into Confucianism and Hinduism and Buddhism and all the rest, go look at the teachings of these people. First of all, most of them, Confucius, Buddha, the rest of them, they were Aryan, meaning they were of our stock. And their teachings are pretty much the same teachings that the prophets and everybody else would teach. They're common sense, they're biblical type teachings that are in line with nature and our Heavenly Father, who is the creator of nature. So they're all very similar. And they're all originated with our people. Okay, they always talk about where did all the pyramids come from and the ancient civilizations and everything else. peoples. Well, that's the wanderings of our people. Our people have been here for 7,000-8,000 years at least. And they've been all over this earth. So to say that any part of this earth had indigenous people other than our people is ludicrous. Ludicrous. Because the Father put Adamic man here and put them all over the earth to keep law and order. That was our job. So he didn't dump us in one little spot and expect us to keep law and order all over the earth. We were put all over the place. That's why these so-called civilizations, pyramids and writings and everything, the cuneiform and the ancient Paleo-Hebrew, ancient Egyptian, etc., and Greek, they're all over the place. So this whole idea, just like some people were telling me this series called Yellowstone is a great series. So I started watching it just to see it, but the propaganda is in it. So millions of people are watching this and they're being propagandized. First of all, it's pushing race mixing like crazy. It's also pushing the white guilt for being in America and any other land, but it's pushing the white guilt and how noble the indigenous Asiatic Indians are. Okay, first of all, many of the tribes that wandered over North America 1,000 years ago were white. That's what they don't want you to know. They were white. Go look at the Huron and Iroquois. And down here it would be the Seminoles or the civilized tribes. They called them the civilized tribes. Why? Because they operated exactly like our ancestors did in Europe. They built towns, they built villages, they built huts, they had customs, burial customs, exactly the same as our Celtic ancestors in Europe and the United Kingdom. Exactly the same. In fact, they spoke Gaelic languages. But they want you to think all the Indians are the dark Asiatic types from Western United States. And that they were here and we stole the land from them. So Yellowstone propagates this same bullshit story along with other heresies. Everything on the boob tube is just heretical. Pretty much everything on the boob tube. I haven't found any movies or shows, etc., that don't have the Jewish bullshit propaganda in them. So if you find one, that's great, but I haven't found any. A lot of the diversions going on right now, too, this whole thing going on between Russia and Ukraine and all that, that's another bullshit story being hyped up by the same Jew media. So you're not getting the truth on that. The money system is in peril, and we've known that. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. I mean, when you're printing digital money at an astronomic rate, that can never be paid back, okay? Never, never. So you're going to be paying interest to bankers by the hundreds of billions, with a B, billions of dollars every year, being stolen from the middle class ad infinitum. It will never end, okay? So obviously, the economic system has to come down. Again, all this stuff is starting to happen exactly as the book of Revelation and the prophets told us. He said Babylon will burn and she will come to her end in a short period of time. It doesn't say in 1 hour. And there's another perfect example where the English translations are shitty. I wish I had a group of men that would work with me and we could create an identity Bible. Take the best of every Bible, the Farrar Fenton, the Book of Yahweh, the Apostolic Bible, Interlinear Bibles, Benton's Bible, the Bishop's Bible, all these different, the Jerusalem Bible, all these different Bibles, put them together, come up with the best English that we can get, and then go in there and fix the problems like with Genesis and like what we just said right here. Okay, it didn't say in 1 hour. That's bullshit. It's in a short period of time. Now, is an hour a short period of time? Yeah, it is. However, a short period of time is not necessarily a singular hour. So it's a bad translation. Should have just left it a short period of time. So again, all the things that they told us was going to happen, we're starting to see the fruition of it right now. A lot of the men I know right now are going their own way, MGTOW, men going their own way, not because they don't like women or that they don't want women or they don't believe in families, but I think Yahweh's separating the lions from the herd, from the pride, for a reason. I think we're coming close to the blowing of the trumpet and the green light for the Ezekiel 37 army to go after the bad actors. I believe that's why he's doing it. So ladies, if you're despondent, if the men seem to be predisposed or don't have a whole lot of time for your nonsense and stuff, I'm sorry, but that's the sign of the times. The men are being prepared. Not all the men, of course, but a lot of the men that I am in contact with seem to be in either self-isolation or it's like Yahweh's put a force field around them that it's keeping the ladies at bay. Because just like when I played football years ago, they would often tell us the night before the big game that we should not be out with our girlfriends. And, you know, telling teenagers that is pretty difficult. However, the coaches would explain that your amorous activity with your lady friend is going to diminish your ability on the football field the next day. And so their recommendation was just go home and go to bed so that you can play a good game tomorrow. So you see a little bit of this principle is being played out today. It's the same idea that when the men are going to be called for a major battle, and they need to stay focused on keeping themselves alive and to defeat an enemy, they don't need a diversion. And ladies, I'm sorry, but you are a diversion. You really are. Sometimes it's subconsciously that you do it. I'm not saying that you intentionally say, well, I'm going to disrupt them or whatever. But ladies, and this doesn't mean every single woman out there, please, but in general, the things that you think are important, ladies, aren't necessarily what we men think is important, especially at this point in history with the fight that's coming. Okay? It's just not, they're not the same. So just deal with it. Okay? Let us be the lions that the Father wants us to be. Then when we have subdued the enemy and we return this world to the truth and peace and justice that it was supposed to be, then we can take some of our time and deal with the issues that you think are important. But right now, there is a major fight going on. It's heating up as we speak. And the men need to stay focused on the things that men do. And ladies, at this point in time, it's your job to support the men. If you believe he's a warrior for the Father, then support him. And give him the credit of putting the Father and his will above all other things, because that's what it takes to win a war like this. This is a colossal war. This is for all the marbles. This is the culmination of history up until this point. That's big. It's huge. This isn't a game to be played or to be thought as a game. The men need to have their heads screwed on straight, and they need to keep in the game. They need to keep focused now more than ever. So, ladies, please understand, if your man is deep into thought or prayer or praying or researching or whatever it is he feels he has to do for this war, you need to be a little more understanding. This is serious business. Ralph says it's time to return to Tartaria. Well, you know, I've said, you know, I've looked into Tartaria a little bit, and isn't it interesting that the flag of the Tartarians is almost identical to the modern Welsh flag? I found that to be fascinating, because I've often wondered, where did the Welsh come up with that flag? And I've done some research into that, because I am Welsh, and it just didn't make sense until I looked into Tartaria and the flag of the Tartarians and how it's almost identical. Now it makes much more sense. You see, the fingerprints of the Israelites and their travels and the fact that we are Yahweh's people, they're everywhere. If you have eyes to see and ears to hear, the evidence is everywhere. And your spirit should testify to that evidence. So right now, with the fact that we're told that at the end, the children of the adversary and those that do their bidding, they're running out of time. Okay? Their time is short. And things like this convoy and the fact that so many people spontaneously are supporting this. Okay? I saw a thing where Trudeau, who's a piece of shit, I mean, there's nothing redeeming about Trudeau in Canada at all. I saw where Trudeau's ex-wife donated $25,000 to the convoy, the Freedom Convoy. So I bet she knows a lot about what this piece of shit Trudeau is and what he's like. And she is supporting the work of the truckers and the Freedom Convoy folks to the tune of $25,000. Bless her heart. Bless her heart. It would be an interesting interview to have her come on and tell the true story of what this hunk of junk called Trudeau is like off camera, because we already see enough to know that he's a worthless piece of shit. Like most of these politicians and bureaucrats today, worthless pieces of shit. Washington, D.C. is full of them. Trump didn't drain the swamp. He just built it bigger and better. All right? None of these assholes that they put in front of you is going to make a difference in this world. You know that, right? Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. That's why I was glad to see David Rodriguez interviewing the lady that's running for... I think it's governor in Georgia, and she's going to do it as an independent, because the parties don't matter. They're both communist run. The Jews got in there with their bags of filthy money, drug money and mob money, to buy their way into the political parties a long time ago. So Republican, Democrat doesn't mean a damn thing anymore. Really doesn't. It's just two faces on the same coin. Two wings on the same bird. They're all going to go in the same place, which is Jewish communism taking over the world. So right now, because their time is short and their anger is up, be careful. Be careful. Stay alert. And we were told a long time ago, be doers and not hearers of the word only. Okay? Be doers and not hearers of the word only. And for the guys that came in late, again, I said at the beginning of the show that there's a website called Guns America, and that's G-U-N-S, Guns America, altogether.com. Check them out, and if you have anything negative on them, send it to me so that I can warn people, but they seem to be a patriotic, good outfit. And then there's another one called Patriot Switch, and that's all together as well, patriotswitch.com, as an alternative way to buy things and not support our enemies. And again, We've said it for a long, long time, but now it's becoming important, not just because the money would support your enemies, but also these corporations, you don't know what they're putting in the clothing and the food and stuff that they're making. We're finding out bad stuff all the time. So again, support the local guy. If your neighbor's got extra tomatoes in his backyard and you know they're heirloom seed tomatoes, and he's an organic grower, well, then offer him some money or barter for some of his tomatoes or carrots or cabbage. Or if a rancher down the street's got cattle or goats or sheep or whatever, offer him some of your money or barter for his wool and for his meat or any of his milk. I'm telling you, goat's milk is the best milk ever. Oh, no, that stuff tastes like shit. Well, you can't let it set around for a week. That's true. It goes bad very quickly. However, if you get fresh goat's milk, you're not going to drink a milk that's better anywhere. It's got cow's milk beat hands down. All right? And it's richer. And it's naturally homogenized. You don't have to artificially homogenize it, meaning the cream stays in the milk. It doesn't separate with a goat like it does with a cow. That's why it's so tasty and rich. It makes great butter and ice cream. Okay? Again, and let me tell you something. Taking care of a herd of goats is a hell of a lot easier than those great big cows, because I've had both. And goats can be cantankerous, but they're a hell of a lot easier to deal with than a pissed off bull or a pissed off cow, because they can run right over you. Just saying. Father has given us what we need if we just screw our heads on right and understand that we're in a war and you got to stop supporting the enemy. All right? As the one guy said, you vote with your dollars. And my brother did an interview with me many years ago where we talked about that. You vote, the vote that counts, the one that really counts, is your time and your money. The things that you donate with your time and your money have much more importance than the ballot box. And now we know for a fact that they've been rigging elections for a very long time. Ralph says, I prefer cow's milk, and yes, goats are easier to look after. Well, again, I grew up, my dad was a dairy cattleman, so I grew up with cow's milk. I'm going to tell you, that first glass of fresh goat's milk made a believer out of me. Yeah, cow's milk, if you get the fresh stuff, is tasty, but I grew up on cow's milk, and it in my opinion, anyway, the goat's milk was much, much richer and better tasting. And if you are lactose intolerant, you can digest the goat's milk much easier than cow's milk, especially if you're getting store-bought cow's milk. The fresh goat's milk is going to be way, way easier to digest. So we tie it all together with the things that Father has been teaching us. And we're also learning new things about the plant life out here that can help you get over many of your problems. The Father, there's a website called Eat the Weeds. Again, eattheweeds.com. great information there. And I'm continuing my clinical trial, meaning I'm using it myself and a few of my neighbors are, to see how it works. This chlorine dioxide, also called MMS or the Miracle Mineral Solution, has tremendous qualities. And the beautiful part of it is it's not expensive and you don't need very much of it. Even though it's not expensive, it's only need a few drops in a pint of water. And it's amazing what it does. Absolutely amazing. And friends of mine have told me they even use it as an eye wash. Of course, you have to dilute it even further. So it's very weak. But even a weak solution of MMS a few drops in your eyes can help clear up a lot of the problems that we typically have with styes and just different ailments of the eye. It's just, again, proof that the things that actually are needed by us are readily available and very inexpensive, and the enemies of our kind don't like that because they're the merchants of the world. Our Adam kind men were the warriors of the world. These other guys are merchants, and they have no ethics whatsoever. None. We need to wake up to that fact. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this opportunity to come and share with each other. We ask that you would go with us and guide us in everything that we say and do to thy glory and for thy kingdom. We also ask that you be with the folks with the convoy up in Canada and all over the United States and all over the world this weekend as they're making a stand. And we also ask that you would be with the organizers that are planning a convoy to Washington, D.C. in the very near future. We pray that that would also have a blessing upon it. It's time that these sons of bitches that claim to be our governors and rulers when they are supposed to be our public servants, not masters, servants, they need to be taught a lesson. And we need to bring your judgments against them, as it says in Psalm 149. That's our honor, and it's also our duty to bring those judgments against the wicked. This world is the cesspool it is, Father, and we know that because of our disobedience. And if you will raise up the army of lions, then we will fulfill Psalm 149, Obadiah 18, and Malachi chapter 4. We will put the enemy in the ground where they belong so that truth, honesty, peace, and prosperity can come back to the earth. Help us in that end. Forgive us our sins, Father Yahweh, and protect us from our enemies. In Yahweh's name we pray. Hallelujah.